From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who have used chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. The council made the move Friday. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports that while there is an international organization tasked with establishing whether such weapons have been used, it does not have the authority to say who used them in Syria.
The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks using chlorine and other toxic weapons. Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, known as the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine chemicals were used, but not by whom. In 2013, Syria agreed to declare and have international monitors destroy its chemical weapons stockpile. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the OPCW Director General now have 20 days to give the Security Council recommendations for assembling the team. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at an Afghan police academy in Kabul Friday. Police report the attack killed at least 27 people and wounded more than 25 others. An Afghan police official says the bomber was wearing a uniform and mixed in with a crowd of students returning from a break. The attack came just hours after a huge truck bomb blew up near an army compound in Kabul, close to a residential neighborhood. That blast killed at least 15 people, wounded about 240 others, and damaged a number of homes. Most of the victims were civilians. This is VOA News.